Red fish, blue fish. Oops, no fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. So when you go to the sushi bar, you know that really bright red tuna? Well, that's bluefin tuna. It's the highest sushi-grade tuna, so a lot of people want it. And the fish your sushi comes from? It's being overfished. Scientists around the world have recommended cutting back on the number of Atlantic bluefin tuna that can be caught. But the organization that sets limits for tuna fishing just ignored the scientists' advice. Rebecca Williams has been looking into this. What's going on here?
Well, scientists are worried that tuna populations could crash without a lot of warning. They wanted to lower the bluefin catch in the Mediterranean. But that organization that's supposed to set the limits, the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tuna, they actually raised the number of tuna that can be caught in the Mediterranean.
Well, that's not going to help much if they wipe out the tuna. What can we do about this?
Well, I talked with Rebecca Lint of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says you can ask the restaurant manager where your sushi tuna came from. She says the Western Atlantic stock is managed better.
If it comes from New England, if it comes from Canada, it's likely a very well-managed fish that came with its own tail tag and it's carefully being monitored. If it's something that was imported, I would have more concern about consuming it.
So if the tuna comes from Europe or the Middle East, go for a different kind of fish. And some people are calling for a complete bluefin boycott.
Okay. Thanks, Reb.
You're welcome.
This is the Environment Report. Well, this is a big shopping day, the biggest. But as some people watch their paychecks shrink and retirement funds dissolve, people are changing their buying habits. That goes for food, too. People are skipping things like natural or organic foods because they're seen as luxuries. But Julie Grant reports some analysts say this is just a short-term trend.
Brenda Fisher says her family is struggling to pay for two kids in college, and they're looking for cheaper ways to buy food. She used to stop at the butcher shop at Whole Foods, the natural food supermarket. Not anymore.
So I'd buy their meats because their meats are incredible, and I just can't afford it. I would actually like to buy a whole cow from a farmer because you can get them a lot cheaper, and I just have to get the money together.
Okay, so not everyone wants to buy a cow, but a lot of people are moving away from things that seem more expensive, like natural and organic foods. That's being felt by Whole Foods, where store sales are down and stock prices tanked more than 70% this year. Nancy Kane is professor of the history of retailing and consumer behavior at the Harvard Business School. She says natural food stores like Whole Foods and other environmentally centered companies are actually in just the right place for the long-term economic trend. When consumers start buying again, she thinks many will spend money in places that are taking care of workers, animals, and the environment.
And I think we're going to see that the same things that built Whole Foods, that have made the environment and our interconnectedness so important to people, and move that from item number 10 or 20 on people's lists of important issues up to the top 2 to 4. Those aren't going away because we're in the trough of a business cycle.
Kane expects that many people will spend their holiday money at big box discount stores. But she says many who feel they've been treated badly in the economic downturn will go back to the companies they think treat people and the environment better. Kane expects that by early next year, companies that get behind sustainable products will wind up being the economic winners.
Well, let's just hope the economic picture improves for everyone by then. That's the Optimistic Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.